the power. Now we're up to the shir, which will give us life and energy for the next 24 hours until the Maharis shir.
Amen.
And Hashem, all depends on our Yidbudidut. Kochan Shemidin, the power of words. Kol echad she'amod kol yom yivakesh. Everyone has to stand every day and ask from Hashem. Ribono shel olam, terachem alai, have mercy on me. 129 on the bottom. Shelo yeftach et ha'enayim, Hashem open my eyes. Lechule, further and speak. Then a person like this will see how in every situation he's able to guard his eyes. Because through tefillah, Hashem helps, and then he can do everything. Also, a person can go all over the world. And he won't see anything that he's not supposed to see. He can drive a car, and Hashem will help him not to see. With the power of the many prayers that he prayed. Avalosh is speaking from personal experience. I asked Avalosh once, get a bike or not? He said, why not? I said, because Shmuel Sinai, I drive a car. David Dashem, you won't see anything you don't have to see. That's what he told me. כמובן שצריך גם בזמן הנהיגה להתפלל כל הזמן שהשם ישמור לו את העיניים ומתחנן Shem, Ta'azoli, of course, also while you're driving, while you're walking, everything you're doing, you're supposed to die. I should help me that I'm driving, I should just focus on the road and not look at anything I'm not supposed to look. Shem, Ta'azoli, help me. Tishmor alai, shelo arim enai lemidrachot batzadim. Guard me that I won't lift up my eyes to the sidewalks. Anything, when you're driving, you can see the sidewalk. You don't have to see the sidewalk. You can see the road. The road, the mirrors, you don't have to see the sidewalk. Unless it's a crossroad, crossway where people are crossing. I should just look at the kvish. Lifi ma shetzarim shenayga. I should only see what I need to see for driving. V'kach v'chazdei Hashem v'yagi alafo makom v'yishun kam. And in this way, with Hashem's kindness, he'll get anywhere he needs to go with no blemish. Kol echad yitpalel yivakesh. Each one should pray and request. Hashem, תן לי להיות דבוק בך, השם, let me be clean to you. עיניי תמיד אל השם, my eyes should always be to you. הוא לא רוצה לראות כלום מהעולם הזה, ואני תמיד עמך. I don't want to see anything from this world, I only want to be with you. Always. אני רוצה להיות רק איתך, השם. I want to be only with you. אני לא רוצה כלום ממך, חוץ ממך, השם. I don't want anything besides you, השם. I only want you, השם. כל רגע שאני זוכר לזכור אותך, להיות דבוק בך, להיות קרחה. זה הטוב היחיד שיש לי. Every moment that I remember to be with you, to cleave to you, to remember you, to see only you. This is the only good I have in my life. ריבונו של עולם. רק כשהוציאו את העיניים שלו לזכורך. Only when you shut up, I shut my eyes, I can be cleave to you. אנא רחום. תן לי את הרצון ואת הכוח. Give me the will and the power ותזכני לעצום את העיניים בכל מקום שיש שם אפילו אישה אחת. Give me, תזכה אותי, give me the merit to shut my eyes in every place, even if there's only one woman over there. ריבונו של עולם, תרחם עליי, have mercy on me. תזכה אותי שאלך בעיניים עצומות. I should merit to go with shut eyes, שידע שהמוח מצלם הכל. I should know that the brain photographs everything. שלא ייכנסו למוח שלי תמונות ומראות אסורים של טומאה ואיסור. That won't enter my mind any pictures and sights, prohibited sights of טומאה and איסור. רק צורות קדושות של אוניות קדושות. Only holy forms of holy letters. תרחם עליי הקדוש ברוך הוא. תעזור לי, help me, שידע. I should know שכל תמונה פחות שתהיה במוח שלי, every picture less that I have in my brain, ובלב שלי, in my heart, יותר אוכל להיות דבוק בך, I'll be able to be clean to you more. תעזור לי, help me, שהמוח שלי יהיה נקי מתמונות. Now my brain will be clean from pictures. שיהיה רק מלא באותיות, will only be full of letters. תעזור לי לעצום את העיניים. Help me to shut my eyes, להיות מרוכז בך, just be focused on you. להיות דבוק בך, to be cleaved to you, כמו שביקש דוד המלך. כי דוד המלך asked, הבר עיניי מראות שווא, remove my eyes for seeing falsehood, בלחך חייני, give me life in your ways. שביקש דוד המלך asked, שעיניו לא יראו את העולם הזה כי הכל שווא, that his eyes won't see this world at all, because it's all falsehood. רק בדרכך חייני, only with your life, with your ways, revive me. שכל הזמן אקבל חיות מהקשר איתך וכל אחד בסיוע שלי, that I only have life from connection with you, and each one can add prayers to his heart more and more. She just gave us an idea of how to dive into the guardian eyes, and he can add more and more. כל אדם צריך להתפלל הרבה, every man needs to dive in a lot, ולבקש ask Hashem שלא ישקר אותו שכן לבל היופי, right? That the false grace and the false beauty of the world won't lead him to the
won't be drawn into that.
Yeah. כלומר, which means לא רק שלא יחמוד את שקר לכם היופי, which means not only that they won't covet this false grace and the beauty of this world, אלא שבכלל לא יחשיב את זה, that rather he shouldn't even consider it, it won't be considered beautiful. כי זה שקר, שקר לכם היופי, because it's all false. For example, I tell my daughter, it's so tznius, it's so nice on you. You look so beautiful with your tznius dress. Because that is beautiful. Beautiful is tznius. Why? Because that is beautiful. Beautiful is not when a woman looks with her form or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Shape
of a woman. No, that's not beautiful. That's not beauty. That's false. That's falsehood. That's a lie. Or someone is pretty in the face.
Beauty is modesty. Beauty.
Modesty is beauty, and Hashem is beautiful, and tzaddikim are beautiful, and the Torah is beautiful, in England they say about food, they say what do they say in England? They don't say when the food tastes good. They say it's
delicious.
No, that's in America. They say that.
Beautiful.
They say it's beautiful. So they say the food tastes beautiful. In America, they don't say it. Yeah, they say it like that. It's interesting. It's all false. All false. There was a rav I worked with when I was in Sofer Stam. So once I saw him eating, I told him the Tavon. That's really I mean, the Tavon. Were you blessing me to have Taivas? Yeah. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know. I grew up in an American family. We don't say nothing. We don't say the Tavon at this time. I heard my friend say, no, don't say the Tavon. I said, what are you supposed to say? He said, La Sova. I said, be content. I said, okay, La Sova. He told me the Tavon you say on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you should enjoy the food. During the week, you just eat. You just can pass on another day.
I heard they say
Avon
is for animals.
I told you to say that already.
You say Avon is good. You can use that with animals, you know.
Avon
is
how
good habitat.
Huh? Tavon. So I should say that to
her. You could say it to a cat.
So, Bete Avon?
Bete Avon,
yes. Bete Avon. The bit, whatever. On Shabbos, you can say betel.
La
Briud, La Sova, they say also.
La
Sova.
La Sova.
To be content. To be satiated.
Yeah,
content.
Be satiated, yeah.
No tivas. Only on Shabbos, we eat for the taste of food. Oh, it's so good. It's so tasty. But if your wife makes your food, you tell her it's so good, it's so tasty. You know that.
Yeah.
Regardless if there's salt or no salt, tasty. That doesn't. Again, because it's Avodas Hashem to tell her that it's tasty, that's all. I told you a story, right?
About it doesn't taste tasty, tell her it's tasty.
Exactly, the famous story.
Only met with Tava.
Taiva, yeah.
Taiva.
That's what I said, yeah.
Taiva.
That's why you don't say it, Taiva. The story, this guy comes to the Rav, he says, Rav, I don't know, I found Shalom Bayis and this. So what happened? He said, she doesn't know how to cook. I come home, it's food, and this, and burn that, burns everything. Either it's burnt or it's not cooked. It never has a taste, or it has too much of a taste. It doesn't know how to cook, this lady. Cause a pound of Shalom Bayis, I guess it didn't really kind of shut up. So the Rav told him, I'll tell you a story. There was once a kid. One second. There was once a kid that he went to yeshiva. And he went to yeshiva for 3 weeks, and then he came back home, and his mother made him this soup. And he ate the soup. His mother asked him, how was it? It's very good, very good. So she served him another bowl. And he said, how was it? It's very good, another bowl. Good. So he had a few bowls of the soup. I really like it. Thank you, Ima, so much. You worked so hard for me. Okay. And then, that she understood that he likes it very much. So now every 3 weeks they came home, she made him the soup. Okay, fine. Once in 3 weeks, so he ate the soup. Okay, years passed, he grew, he shiduchim, he got married, he's getting married. The mother, his mother calls the kala and says, listen, if you want to make your husband happy, there's a special soup, make him, and everything will be, and he's going to love it. So, this boy thought he finally got rid of the soup. He got married, and every time on a special occasion, she made him the soup, his wife. Anyways, the years pass, many years pass. And the guy died. Yeah. The young boy, he passed away. It was an old man, he passed away. And, but before that, anyway, he tells the guy that has Palm Shalom Bayis, tells him, by the way, it's me, I'm the guy who's still eating this soup. But don't tell anyone, okay? Okay, fine. This job. I hate the soup, he tells him. I don't like the soup. My mother made it. I said, thank you.
He's telling his wife?
No, he's telling this guy he has Palm Shalom Bayis. Years passed, and he died. Anyway, he told the guy with Palm Shalom Bayis, go home, everything's okay. You see, I'm eating the soup for 40 years already. Go enjoy your wife's cooking. Anyways, many years passed. How did this story came out? Because many years passed, and the guy died, and he came to Menachem Avel, and he said, I'll say the story. And he said the story. Look, your father was such a tzaddik. And the wife said, oh my gosh, all these years I'm making you the soup. She felt sorry. She's sitting shiva there. She said, all these years I'm making you the soup. So my wife doesn't believe me. She says, no, it's really good, or are you just saying it because it's in Gana Shalom? No, it's really good. It's good. So, I'm going to stop over here, okay?